Because one of the things the Lord is showing me that not only it is my goal, but it should be your goal, is to get out of debt and stay out of debt. Look at your neighbor and say, stay out of debt. See, because what does debt do? It makes you a slave to the borrower. If I loan you money, now you become a servant unto me. Because you got to do things my way. And God trying to get us off that system where our dependency is in him. Because he has more than enough. Say more than enough. Now what you might hear in this lesson today, I might repeat some things I've already taught you. But how many of you know repeat is great? If you got it all, then I wouldn't have to repeat it. First of all, because you're not going to remember everything I say. And secondly, you need to write it down, take some notes, because this increases your ability to remember when you write things down. So you need to become a good note taker. People lost that because you think now, you know, if you're in the environment and the Lord's saying something to you, you need to write it down. Because if you go back home and look at the TV, you may not hear that again the way you heard it in this environment. Hallelujah. All right, so let's begin. Number one, the original plan of God was to extend or enlarge the kingdom's territory. Now, we've already taught that. We've established that. It was God's idea of colonization. God created the earth, but he wanted to fix it his way. He needed the planet to be what he needed to be. Amen? So listen, God did not send Jesus to the cross just so we could have a ooey gooey feeling, go to a building, and then wait to die. I think that has been the greatest tragedy of the Christian. And this has prevented a lot of increase in our lives because we got a wrong concept still running. Now, I taught you about precepts and concepts. What are precepts? They are ideals, thoughts that come to you. What's a concept? It is your believed thought. That's the one you take and you believe it. And out of your concepts, you create your ideology. Remember that? That's the system that governs your life. Your ideology governs your life, not the thought you was thinking a minute ago. That has to register and become a part of your concepts to become your ideology. And what we haven't done, we haven't thoroughly cleansed our thinking system. So we do things that contradict against what we say we want. And that's to be out of debt, to be prosperous, to have all these great resources available to us. Amen? So you got to get up and do something different than what you've been doing. Why? Because a mission was launched before Adam ever fell. This is a mission. This is an assignment that was given to man and the earth before Adam ever fell. Now, God had to change the method or he had to readjust the plan because Adam fell. But he did not abandon the mission. The mission is still the same. Go and dominate this earth. Make it look like me. Now, I need you to really to absorb this, because this one truth is going to help bring clarity to other areas of your life. You really got to begin to absorb the word. Give it time. You know, nutrition say you're not what you put in your mouth. You are what your system absorbs. So you're no more nutritionally sound than what your body can absorb. We eat a lot of good stuff, but if your body's not absorbing it because your gut is unhealthy, it doesn't bring you any value because you'll eat it and it'll go out as waste. Your body hasn't absorbed any nutritional value. So I want you to absorb this morning. So let's look at Matthew 6. Let's go back there, verse 9 and 10. I want you to absorb this principle because this is a colonization prayer. When you have it, say, I have it. Verse 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He says, in other words, manifest your kingdom realm and cause your purpose to fill this earth. That's our mission, is to cause the will of God to fill this earth. Now, the word manifest means to make clear or plain to the eye or to the mind, to allow or cause something to become visible. So the unseen realm can only be made visible by those who will allow his will to be done through them. That's the only way the possible God can be seen. Oh, Jesus. Now, I've already stated that colonization was and is still the mission. God is looking to colonize. Now, these are not social terms, even though socialism have perverted it. This is why I think so many of the body of Christ might reject, because we think it's too close to socialism. Socialism, you know, the devil took a lot of God's ideas and perverted them. Because he, you know, he used to live with God. So it's easy for him to take God's ideals and then pervert them against you. Why? Because he's not thinking about you. Where God plans stuff for your benefit, the devil plans it against you because he hates you. One day we'll realize that one. You have no friend in the devil. He don't know what a friend is. It's not part of his vocabulary. It's just something they say to trap you. Jesus, that was a mouthful. This is why you can't be attached to the world. Now, point number one. This I said number one, but this is point number one. If a kingdom is wealthy, then all the colonies under that kingdom should reflect or make visible or make plain the wealth of the kingdom that's colonizing them. So in other words, the plan is to make you look like God in the earth. Oh, Jesus. You're supposed to be so attractive that sinners are drawn. We're not talking about facial features, body size. How you live, your character, everything about you is supposed to be so appealing that it draws. Look at Revelation. See, now listen, if you got a problem with wealth, you can't go to heaven. No need of you banking or going to heaven if you got a problem with money down here. If you don't think the citizens of the kingdom should be rich, don't go to heaven because you're going to be offended. And you might, no, that I can't say that. But because I wanted to say you might get sent back, but you know, if you happen to make it, a lot of your thoughts, you're going to be saying, you mean I could have had that? I could have done this? I could have. You're going to see a lot of the possibilities that we have missed because our ideology has not caught up with the kingdom economics yet. It's still preventing us, even though we tithe and give, it's preventing us from prospering. And I can't search that for you. You have to. Now, in Revelations 21, verse 21, and it talks about how rich the city of heaven is. And it says the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Now, I got some pearls, and they can't hold no gate. But they are so big. It didn't say it was swinging on a pearl. It said the gate was the pearl, or the pearl was the gate. See, you can't have a poor mind when it comes to kingdom economics. We got to be done with that lowly bar thinking. Because if you don't flush it, you're not going to ever accomplish what God needs you to accomplish. It's not going to happen. You got to change this day how you think. Because the kingdom economics is nothing like what you're living in this world. And if we're going to be above the world, we got to think different. And just because you're in a tight place, don't blame God. You put yourself in that tight place because you didn't know kingdom economics. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. And it says 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold. Wait a minute. Not fake gold. Not gold layered. It said it was made of gold. And it's clear gold. You ain't never seen no clear gold. So don't try it. And look, and it said, as it were transparent glass. So now you call God a liar. Now, if this is part of the heaven, how am I supposed to look down here? How am I going to respond to that kind of environment after living here, not seeing anything like that in my life? You know you're going to have to go to school when you go to heaven. And all the classes you miss right here at Raptor Worship Center, you're going to have to retake those classes in heaven. And you won't get a crown like everybody that believe this. You'll get a robe. No, you won't even get your robe. You get a dress. It's like a sheath. They put it on you. You won't even get your robe until you graduate. See, God wants you to have this kind of experience here. Because in earth, as it is in heaven, that's the whole goal. So our reason must be because God wants to colonize or bring his influence into this territory called earth. So if you have a problem with wealth, if you have a problem with rich people, if you have a problem with money, you don't need to go to heaven. Just stay right here. Because wealth is a part of our culture. And if you reject it, not God's fault. If you won't learn kingdom economics, it's not God's fault. So if you are confused and wrong and you're thinking about wealth, then your life is wrong and confused. This is why we settle, say settle, for piddly. We allow ourselves to get comfortable with just enough. And God is tired of us having just enough. Because it still doesn't promote the kingdom reason. The mission is still being abandoned. And you were sent here to establish the mission. Are you paying attention? Those online, are you paying attention? In the kingdom of heaven, wealth is a part of our culture. Therefore, we do not, say we do not, chase money. You don't have to beg for it, and you don't have to chase it. It's a part of our culture. You don't have to struggle for it. You got to obey the laws of the kingdom. Even as tithers and givers, there are laws that you must adhere to make that work for you. And one of them is you must live in the law of love for money to work for you. You can't be all mad up, sick up, tied up of everybody that you know. I'm so sick of that person. I'm so tired. See, your money not working. Your money is not going to work. Now, here's a real kicker. This is going to kick you right in your gut. I'm going to speak like this me. Because in my country, where I come from, listen to what I'm saying. In my country, where I come from, which is called the kingdom of heaven, there are no poor people. There are no poor people. Well, what about all the poor people here? Now, you remember the account where Mary was pouring the oil on Jesus, and you know that favorite disciple decided to say something about it. But we need that money to pay to the poor. Jesus said very boldly, the poor you can always have here. They can always be around you. They are poor for a reason, because they don't have the gospel of the kingdom yet. That's your assignment. Because in our culture, ain't no poor people. You need to absorb these principles. There are no poor people in the kingdom of heaven. So stop agreeing and counting yourself with the poor. If you are poor, because you are poor about the kingdom, has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with the way you think. That's Mark 14, verse 7, in case you want to reference that. Jesus told him, he said, you'll have the poor with you always. And whensoever you will, you may do good unto them. He says, whenever you're ready, do good unto them. He didn't say mistreat them. He said, but he didn't call them amongst his people. He said, somebody going to always be poor. Somebody going to always need kingdom economics. He says, but me? Right now, you only gonna have me for a short time in the flesh. You better sit down and learn what I'm going to teach you. He said, you can help the poor at any time. So pay attention to what I'm teaching you while I'm here in the flesh. Woo, Jesus. So poverty is foreign where I come from. You got to start talking like a kingdom citizen. We talk too earthy. Where I come from, poverty is foreign. We don't know it. There is nothing impoverished in my country. The flowers grow beautifully and they reproduce in their season. There is no shortage. There is no poverty. Therefore, you should not be comfortable with poverty. And the way the economics are going, they're trying to get everybody to accept and agree to a poverty level of living. They're pushing things to the maximum to see how far they can go and you still kind of survive. And if you're not careful, you would accept that as a way of living. That's beneath you. Now, if you're not born again, this is not for you. You can become a citizen. But I'm talking to citizens now. So we are from heaven. We have been endowed with power and wealth to represent and speak on behalf of heaven. Look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. I know y'all can probably quote this better than I can. You've heard it numerous times in your life as a Christian that you've been born again. For a while, you've heard it numerous times. When you have it, say, I have it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Everything. Now you say, well, I looked at my hands. No, your hands didn't change. What happened? You transferred systems. You were translated into the kingdom of God's dear son, which means everything operates differently from the system you came out of. So we got to stop adjusting to this way of living and get on kingdom economics. He says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the mission of reconciliation. We're supposed to do exactly what Jesus did. Reconcile people back to the kingdom. The mission still stands. Oh, God, help us, Lord. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the same mission. The word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Oh. So in other words, he gave me an official position to operate from. It's called ambassador. Which means, glory to God. Let me get to my notes here. An ambassador is an accredited diplomat sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. See, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. The world should be foreign to you. It's foreign territory because you live in a whole different country. And you've been sent on a mission to establish the kingdom in this foreign country. An ambassador is the highest ranking official. You can't get higher than an ambassador when he's being sent to a foreign country. You didn't know that, did you? You just learned a government lesson. An ambassador is the highest ranking official to represent their head of state and has been given full authority. Somebody say full authority. To speak and transact on behalf of his government. So they play an integral part in the formulation of foreign policy. You play an integral part in how the policies of heaven is conveyed in this realm. Ooh, because you are an ambassador. Now, can you imagine being sent to a foreign country and you don't know nothing about the country you're from? What a wreck you are to try to convey to a foreign country something about your country. And you don't know enough about your own country to persuade a foreign nation to accept what you say. You got more to do with how this earth runs than you think. In other words, ambassadors help shape the culture, the morals, the values, the economic system, So that foreign country begins to look like, say, look like the country he represents. Because his assignment is to help colonize, not become one of them. We become too buddy-buddy with the world. That's why you can't win them. He doesn't become one of them. He's there to colonize and explain the policies of our country. Because the whole plan is to get that country to look like our country. All right. An ambassador must realize that wealth is the property of the kingdom. So when he goes to a foreign nation, he doesn't have to consider if there's money, but he must realize that all the money that he has access to is not his. He can't use it any kind of way. We're going to get this lesson. We are going to get to look at your neighbor and say, you're going to get this lesson. And you're going to stop being broke. See, because in the kingdom, no one owns anything. The kingdom owns it. You're in the kingdom of heaven. You're not in a democracy. We must absorb that. The kingdom owns it, but you got access to it all. So you're not deprived. You just got to be on assignment. Are you learning this morning? Let's look at Matthew 25, verse 14. Matthew 25, verse 14. For, y'all turning too slow. Come on. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own. Somebody read that word. He called his own ambassadors. He called his own servants. Because an ambassador is a servant of the kingdom. He's not a slave. That word servant there is not the word slave. And delivered unto them his goods. Oh, watch this. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So he gave everybody according to their ability to steward. Not according to what he has, but according to what they can steward. A lot of people quote Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. That is for people. You need to read all the scriptures that go before that one scripture. It's talking about people that is in looking out for the gospel going forward. Now they have a right to that scripture. Everybody that's born again can use that scripture. When you are not making the mission your assignment, it doesn't work for you. That's a mission promise scripture. Oh, I know I'm upsetting some of those sacred cows. Let the bells fall off the cow. I don't care. Ring it loud. It's time to hear kingdom talk. It says he gave them according to their ability to steward. And then he left them. Now, the one that received five, he went and he traded. The one that had received two, he did the same thing. The one that had one, he went and digged in the earth. You know, you ever had money and look like the more you get, the more it go in the hole? That's what this guy did. He put the money where it could not be used. How much of God's money you putting in places where God can't use it for what it was assigned to do? Because we are not really escalating our desire to come out of debt. We're just learning to live with the debt as long as we can make the payment. So we suffer long with debt, and God trying to get you out. Because the assignment is still there. Oh, Jesus. Which means you're going to have to do some things that look foreign to other people, and that's okay. God started dealing with me back in 2021 about my giving. But I'm telling you something. This thing works for me. I had to stop being scared when I went to the next level of giving. Because you shake a little bit when the Lord asks you to give more. I thought I was a pretty big giver. But for where he want me to go and how he wants to use me in the mission, I can't be afraid to let money go. Because it's a tool. It cannot be your Lord. If you're working for money, then who's the Lord? Money is. And Jesus said, you can't serve two lords. You can't serve him and Lord money. You had to hate one and love the other. Because there is no sharing. Now look down at verse 19. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh. Now I say a long time. We've had control of this earth for over 6,000 years. Jesus is getting ready to come back. And he's getting ready to reckon his books. What have we done? Ooh, Jesus. What have we done to promote the kingdom? Coming to the house of God, that's great. You're coming here to be trained, not to come and sit. This is supposed to equip you to go out and do more work. Not to go home, take a mini nap, burp, and go to work the next day. The mission has to become a priority. And you need to the Lord speak to you how to get activated. Because, you know, there are soldiers that are inactive duty, and there are some that's been decommissioned. They are not active anymore. And if you're not working, guess what the military don't do? They don't send you a salary. Now, when you retire, they give you a pension. But that's not your salary. How many of you know you don't get as much when you leave as you did when you were working? I know I'm telling the truth. Especially if you let them dole it out. They're never going to give you your value. They don't know how, because they don't know how valuable you really are. Now, after a long time, the Lord of these servants cometh and reckoned with them. Now, the one that had five, he came and brought other five. The Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler. This is how it looked like people that we've known over the years. And they grow up and look like they got these great big ministries. And they got all this stuff. And they live in this kind of life. And you got a nerve to be jealous of them. And talk about them with a sinner. Talking about all those Christians, all they want is mine. That's all they want. Everybody on this earth want money. If they don't, they lying. Because it's the bargaining tool. It's how you trade and do commerce. So everybody need money. Quit the lie. Tell me you don't need a whole lot of money. You the lionest person. You do need money, and you need a whole lot of it. How you gonna bring somebody else out and you broke like them? Say absorb. That's right. Don't be offended. Just absorb. He said unto the one that did the two, he said, you gave me two, now I've gained two others. And his Lord said, well done. And then the one which I received, the one came and said, I knew you were a hard man. I knew you was going to make a profit off where you didn't put in money. Now, didn't we just read at the beginning? Who gave them the startup? His Lord. And he got the nerve to come back and say, oh, you don't have no investment, but you expect me to work and give you something. That's where a lot of Christians believe. When the money you get don't belong to you. Now, we made a lot of decisions with money that we go to a J-O-B and receive that we have not asked the Lord, should we do? And he's been very gracious and kind unto us, but he wants you out of debt. He's tired of this foolishness because you can't do no work for the mission because debt got you in bondage. The Lord fussed him out. I like the way he fussed him out. He said, you should at least put my money in the bank and got some interest. That's when he said, should the exchangers. Then at my coming, I could have got my own with some interest. That's what usury means. I'd have earned some interest on it. But you were just too trifling. You wouldn't even do that. You were waiting for me. I gave you what you needed. Listen to what he said gave him. He says, I gave you my authority. I gave you my word. I gave you my resources. I gave you my ability to speak like me. I gave you a mind. I gave you an imagination. And I told you to go and complete the assignment. I went back to heaven, and I'm going to sit and see what you will do. We're waiting on God to do something. He ain't doing nothing else. Look at me. Listen to me. He's not going to do anything else. Because it's already done. It's your time to participate. He says, I've given you everything. Let me see how you will steward. And based on how you steward what I'm giving you now is going to determine what you will and will not be. It's going to determine how you live, even in this realm. Because if you're not going to steward your money to a place to where my mission becomes your priority, why should I give you more? You're just going to waste it on you. You're going to find something else to buy that you have to attend to. And you still don't do no ministry. I told you it was going to kick you in the gut. Then I got this example. I guess I'll be closing in a few minutes, but we'll see. I started thinking about a trust. Now, there are several types of irrevocable trust, and then you have what they call a revocable trust. In a revocable trust, it's basically lawyers taking your money, putting on paper what you want, and then when you die, your people still got to fight to get it. That's what a revocable trust does. Why? Because it does not protect your assets. It can be changed. You can change it anytime you feel like it. But it does not, when I say it can be changed, a revocable trust can be changed. In a given moment, you decide, I don't want Aunt Sally to have that, then you can change it. But an irrevocable trust is a binding covenant. Once the grantor has given the money over. Once the trust has been created, he no longer has access to the trust without the permission of the beneficiaries. You better hear this, because this is kingdom economics. God gave a covenant to us. He gave us the earth. He turned it over to man, which means he cannot operate here without our permission. We're the only vehicle he has to have access in this earth realm, because he turned it over to us. He says, I change not. So he can't change this irrevocable trust. This is why it has to play out. Now, he stipulated in the trust how long it will go. And if you obey the dictates or the commands or the things that are in the trust, you benefit and the kingdom benefit. Now, the trust is about to expire here in the earth. Whew. What have we done as believers to get the gospel out? Are we waiting on the mainline ministries to do it all? Because we see them on TV. You a mainline ministry right there in your community, on your job, in the grocery store, in the beauty salon. You a mainline ministry. You don't need a title. You already have one, the highest ranking official. You are an ambassador. You don't need Dr. So-and-so hanging on your name to do this mission. You've been called unto this. Mm. In a revocable trust, it is for people who don't exceed the tax limit for capital gain. So if you don't have any property, asset, and stuff like that, that's what a revocable trust is. However, this type of trust, you are responsible for everything. So if taxes are owed, you got to pay the taxes. If you die, your family will have to pay all the taxes and all your debt before they receive anything. So if you die and leave your family a bunch of debt, what good is that? Act like you leaving them a house, but it's hocked up to here. You didn't leave them anything. You left the state something. Because if your family don't have enough money to pay it, the state gonna have it. And all that stuff you said you were working for, the devil gets to take it back. Because you didn't protect it. Mm. So you can lose what you say. If you get sued, a judgment can come against your trust in a revocable trust. Did you know that? I guess you didn't. This is why you need to come to church. We teach kingdom economics. In an irrevocable trust, the grantor puts assets into the trust, and the grantor cannot change it or end the trust once the trust is created. He can't change it. It has to expire. Whew. You no longer own the assets. Sound like kingdom talk to me. They belong to the trust. This is why I tell people, if your house is paid off, put it in a trust, an irrevocable trust. Now, you can't do it while you're still paying on it, because you're going to go to jail. You put it, why? Because it's no longer your responsibility. The trust takes care of it. When it's time to fix something, the trust takes care of it. When it's time to paint it, the trust does it. Oh, Jesus. Y'all catching it? Mm. But this kind of trust will protect you from taxes and shield you from lawsuits. And when the grantor dies, there is no federal tax. And property is turned over to the beneficiaries immediately. It does not have to go through the courts and be probate. This is why a lot of people, you lose everything. People die and the whole family's still broke because they didn't understand kingdom economics. It's stuff in the earth to protect you. I believe the Lord must have designed this one with a Christian lawyer somewhere with this irrevocable trust. But they'll try to tell you not to go that direction and make you think that you are not in control. You still get to manage it depending on how you set it up. How do you think Congress and all those people stay rich? They got trust like this. That's why you can't sue them. They don't own anything. It's in a trust. Major companies. How you think this how the wealthy stay wealthy? Because they don't own anything. We the only people trying to own something. And Lord said, you don't own nothing. It belonged to me. We got to get this out of our mind that I got to own this. You a good steward. And he will give you. He says, I'll make you ruler over it. Not own it. I'll make you ruler over it. That's not ownership. I'll make you ruler over it because you have been faithful in the small thing and you increased the kingdom. I'm going to give you more. Ooh, Jesus. Because he promised us in Psalms 89:34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is going out of my lips. Once it gets out of his mouth, he cannot change it. He can't alter it. And you can stand on it forever. He says, I change not. Woo, Jesus. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He said, because I am faithful to my own covenant, to my own trust, you are not dead. And we take that for granted because we are not consumed. But it's because he's faithful to the trust. He won't break his word even when you break yours. You promised him that you would help him establish the mission. And you've broken your word. And you put you first. When he says, you don't have to do that. Get ready to close. An ambassador understands that the money that he or she is negotiating with is not his or hers. The money provided is to be used to establish the will of the kingdom he represents only. His personal needs and interests are provided by his government within the structure of the covenant. So in that covenant, everything you need. If you need a swimming pool, okay, we can provide. That's in the covenant. It's okay. You got the mission out there in the front. I understand. You need some relaxing time. Do you not know men and women of God can't go to everyday places like you go? So they can't. Sometimes they can't go on vacation the way you go on vacation, because everybody it won't be no vacation for them. So God has to provide for them places called homes, to where they can go and feel like they're in a resort, and that's all right. I ain't mad with none of them. Come looking for mine. Now, the ambassador is not restricted in how much, say how much, he can use for him or herself. As long, say as long, as the will of the kingdom gets established first. Did you learn anything this morning?